Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chelsea from Oxford, Ohio.
Hey, Chelsea, how are things in Oxford?
Good.
Good. And you're in Ohio. That's a swing state. So have you met the candidates yet?
No, I haven't.
Really? You must have been trying to avoid them.
No.
I'm surprised I haven't looked for you specifically to ask for your vote. It's been that kind of election. Chelsea, it's so nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Chelsea's topic?
Hey, Woodward and Bernstein, check this one out.
This week we read about a government cover-up that made us nostalgic for the days of Deep Throat or Iran-Contra. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of high intrigue in the halls of government. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
When Soyuz Expedition 16 to the International Space Station was shortened by 2 weeks last April, Russian officials praised it as an overwhelming success, claiming the mission's objectives had all been accomplished ahead of schedule. Documents recently released by NASA, however, reveal the true reason for the early return: veteran Russian cosmonaut and national hero Yuri Malenchenko's swollen hemorrhoid, which became critical during an accident with the vacuum device on the zero-gravity toilet. Noted in NASA's medical log as HISGA, or hyperinflated zero-gravity hemorrhoid, Malenchenko was medevaced along with his crew back to Earth for treatment. The Russians admitted to concealing the truth in order to protect the dignity of one of their star cosmonauts, but noted Malenchenko did make history again by being the first man to return from orbit standing up.
The Russians cover up a critical accident of a kind on the space station. Your next story of a government conspiracy comes from Kiri O'Connor.
A British government agency requested a study to determine which are better for the environment, cloth or disposable diapers. But when the study came back in favor of disposables, the results were quickly suppressed, citing negative laundry options. The study said cloth diapers are as eco-friendly only if washed in warm water and hung outside to dry. Like that's going to happen. Ironically, upon the leak of the crappy nappy study, parents of pampered tots worldwide bowed their heads in deep, silent gratitude.
The British government covers up a study showing that, in fact, cloth diapers are really no better for the environment. And your last story of officials covering things up comes from Charlie Pierce.
The Italian government was rocked this week by the release from the Vatican archives of a document that seems to prove that the Mona Lisa was painted by Leonardo da Vinci as a tribute to one of Florence's most famous courtesans and was originally meant to hang in the front hall of one of the city's most luxurious brothels. The report by Franciscan friar Dominic del Ponte claims that the painting's original title was Il Principessa di Bella Sera, or The Princess of the Beautiful Evening, and that he first saw it in the sitting room of the house of Carlotta Borghese while waiting for the cardinal whom he served to finish up his less-than-sacramental duties a little ways down the hall. Apparently, Leonardo had the painting stolen when he heard of an upcoming raid by the Franciscans that week, said Italy's Minister of Antiquities, Giacomo Barretti. He spirited the Principessa away, saving her from being burned. I guess we know why she's smiling. Oh, the thing she saw.
Let's sum up. One of these things was at least attempted to be covered up. Was it, from Tom Baudet, the real reason a Russian cosmonaut had to come home from the space station early? From Kiri O'Connor, a study showing that after everything you've been told, cloth diapers really aren't any better for the environment, so you might as well use the throwaways. Or from Charlie Pierce, the real origin of the Mona Lisa. Which of these things was tried to keep from the public view?
I'm going to go with the second one.
You're going to go with Kiri's story about the diapers?
Yes.
Any particular reason?
No, just a guess.
Just a guess. All right. You're guessing Kiri's story? Well, we spoke to somebody about this cover-up to get their informed opinion.
I speak of diapers all the time. I'm not embarrassed at all. I can understand how in Britain it might be embarrassing to speak of the poo.
That was Maya Mowilo, a cloth diaper advocate, board member of the Real Diaper Association, discussing why it might be embarrassing for Britons to tell the truth. Congratulations, Chelsea. You got it right. You earned a point for Kiri O'Connor just for telling the truth. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Great.
Well done. Thank you. Bye-bye.